No doubt, you know the story of the Titanic. When she launched on April 10, 1912, she was deemed unsinkable, by far the largest ship afloat at the time. But just 5 days into her maiden voyage, she struck an iceberg and sank. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Of the estimated 2,224 passengers and crew, over 1,500 died, making it to that point the deadliest peacetime maritime disaster in history. There were all classes of people aboard on that fateful voyage. The wealthy, the famous, the highly educated up there in first class, down to the illiterate and the poor in steerage. But when, after hitting that iceberg and sinking, they posted the passenger list in the Royal Cunard office in New York, there were only two classes, lost and saved. There's a far greater disaster unfolding around the globe today. No matter how wealthy and successful, or conversely, how plain, ordinary or poor we each may be, the truth is there are still today only two classes, lost and saved. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. He said to them, "Go everywhere in the world, tell the good news to everyone. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but those who do not believe will be judged guilty." Now, those are the words of Jesus himself. And the very reason I'm sharing this message with you today is his injunction to his disciples to go everywhere in the world to tell his good news to everyone, including you. Believe in Jesus. Put your life completely in his hands. If you've drifted away from him, come back. Because in truth, there are only two classes of people, lost and saved. He wants you to be saved. Jesus, trust in him. That's God's word, fresh for you today. I too want to see you living in his victory over death. That's why I'd love to share more of God's word with you. So let me encourage you to subscribe to our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. The word of God is alive and active. It is the power to transform your life. So again, you'll find our YouTube channel at ChristianityWorks.tv. May you be blessed as you receive his word.